A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, 9th August 2017. And this is Live Talk Diaspora Forum. My name is Chris Gande.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
Tonight on Live Talk Diaspora Forum, we're talking about the increasing efforts by the government to court the diaspora to invest in infrastructure and strategic projects.
Vice President Emmerson Mnangagwa last week revealed that a group of young people in the diaspora had approached the government to fund some of the projects, including recapitalization of the National Railways of Zimbabwe at the tune of $400 million.
This is despite a disgruntlement from some in the diaspora who feel that the government only wants money from the diaspora but is not keen to engage them or include them in crucial matters, including voting from the countries that they are now based.
The government has also set up a special economic zone chaired by former Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe Governor Dr. Gideon Gono to further spur direct investment from the diaspora.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you right back.
A live talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on 13860 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
Yebo kambe zulukandaba mthwakazo muhle siyadibana njalo emsakazweni we Studio 7 Live Talk Diaspora Forum lapho sixoxa khona lezalwane zeZimbabwe esihlala kwamanye amazwe. Lamhlanje ke sikhangela imizamo kahulumende othi yena sebekhona abafuna ukuthi baphathise uhulumende abahlala phandle kwelizwe ikakhulu esizwa kuthiwa bakhona eSouth Africa abathi bona bafuna ukufaka imali engange $400 million ku National Railways of Zimbabwe. Lezinye njalo inhlelo imali engafika yona ibillion elilodwa. Imali le izasetshenziswa ukuthuthukisa umnotho welizwe. Kodwa ke ngakwelinye icele siyakhangela ukubana uhulumende kungani yena kahambelani kahle lezalwane zeZimbabwe ezihlala kwamanye amazwe. Lokhu sikutsho ngoba siyabona ukubana izalwane zeZimbabwe ezihlala kwamanye amazwe aziphiwanga ithuba lokuthi ngomnyaka ozayo lapha kuvotwa lazo zivote. Njalo siyasizwe abaningi bekhala ngokuthi nxa uvela emazweni usiya elizweni ungani hayi awuphathwa kahle. Yiko ke lamhlanje sifuna ukuthi sixoxisane ngakho sikhangela ke ukuthuthukisa umnotho weZimbabwe ngabasemazweni aphetheya jonga.
Wongu vatereri nevatariri nyaya iri mudariro nhasi inyaya yezvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zviri kunze kwenyika. Zvinonzi nehurumende zvine hurongwa hwekupinda mumabasa kana maprojects ekusimudzira nyaya dzeupfumi. Tinonzwa kuti kune chimwe chikwata chevana veZimbabwe vari kunze kwenyika vari kuzvipira kunge vachiisa mari inosvika $400 million mukumutsiridza kambani yeNational Railways of Zimbabwe. Takanzwa mutevedzeri womutungamiri wenyika vaEmmerson Mnangagwa vachitaura kuti vana veZimbabwe vari kunze kwenyika vane chishuwo nechidikwa-dikwa chekudira mari inodarika bhiriyoni imwe chete yemadhora munyaya dzekusimudzira upfumi hwenyika kuburikidza nezvivakwa nemamwe mabasa anomutsiridza maindastry adai kugwadama. Asi tinonzwawo mukati imomo muvamwe vana veZimbabwe vachichema kuti hurumende inonakidzwa nekutenderedza nguvani ichinge ichinonga-nonga mari dzatinenge tichitumira kumusha kana dzezvirongwa zvatinenge tiinazvo. Asi kana pasvika panyaya dzinokosha dzinofanana nenyaya dzekuvhota zvisara zveZimbabwe zviri munyika madziri kunze kwenyika ikoko, hurumende inotarisa rutivi. Poitawo zvakare nyaya yedual citizenship yekuti vana veZimbabwe vange vaine mvumo yekunge vari chizvarwa cheZimbabwe nechizvarwa chekune imwe nyika kwavagere, hurumende inotarisa rutivi. Ndonyaya dzatiri tikurukure nhasi. Asi kana iri nyaya yekumutsiridza upfumi, aiwa inyaya yakanaka. Vana veZimbabwe vari kunze, pindai, chirongwa ndechenyu, tinzwe pfungwa dzenyu. Gande.
Yebo ke jonga, sinxuseke abanye abazasiphathisa lamhlanje ukuthi sixoxe ngodaba lolu ababalisa owake waba ngumphathintambo umnumzana Gordon Moyo. Sikhangelele njalo lokuba lo mnumzana Promise Sunday ingcwethi kwezomnotho kunye lomnumzana Angliston Sibanda usomabhizimusi osebenzela eSouth Africa angenele eZimbabwe uyenza amabhizimusi achiyeneyo agoqela lokufuya inhlanzi jonga fishing you know these days there has been an exciting, you know, period where people are doing some things which we never thought possible, keeping fish and yes. selling them. You know, that's a business that Mr. Sibanda is doing very well, both in Zimbabwe and South Africa. So hopefully when we get him, he's going to tell us more.
In Indino, chengeto wa shuu, utaku mshauku. So kati, ibizi misri andru kufambo wa naru shakari.
Ah, kuhle jonga kuhle ikwese kufuna ukuthi singachoni isikhala sithi ah kula mali
izozo asi mari ino dambudziko rinozo yapa kushaiva vanotenga Chris mari ndokusina takamirira vadare vedu timbonzwa zvataurwo nemumwe mutereri pa VOA Facebook Shona hanzi zvakanaka chose ndimukomari gaitanga ndataura stara Bradley Solomon vanoti zvakanaka chose but we need assurance yekuti uori hwabviswa sokuti minister ari mutrade yakati yaonenge wada kufamba nayo anotodawo padiki kuti munhu awane business ere kutanga basa mumwe muteereri uyo koita mumwe anonzi mukoma Bigingoma vanotiwo zvakanaka asi huori wakanyanya mari inonyura ndove vatiinawo pari zvino vaviri vava vanyora asi vangonyora pfungwa dzakada kufanana mukoma Bradley Solomon namukoma Bigingoma vari kutyira huori hanzi zvakanaka chose asi huori gandi
ya liqiniso lelo jonga ukanya ukungethembeki uyabulala kakhulu ilizwe siyabona ubani abanye babefuna ukuthi bahambise kumbe ukuthumela khona imali nje uzathola sokuthiwa ah imali leyana kayisayenzanga umsebenzi kadumele iwenze
ndizozvo tinozwawo zvakare kuti mazuva pera tingati mumwedzi waApril pane rimwe sangano revana veZimbabwe riri kuUnited Kingdom isangano rinonzi Diaspora Investment Group kana kuti Diaspora Investment Group vakaita musangano neinonzi Zimbabwe Investment Authority pamusoro penyaya dzekuti vatsvage kudyidzana munyaya dzemabhizimusi yatingati business partnership saka ndevamwe vari kunze kwenyika vari kuita zvidikwadikwa izvozvo tambonzwawo vamwe vachitaura kuti aiwa kunotove nevamwe vana veZimbabwe vatori muzvirongwa zvekurima vakawana minda yekurima ndonyaya dzebudiriro dziri kutaurwa idzodzo kuti dzine chisimudzira nyika.
Ya jonga singakhohlwa ke balalela ukubana lamhlanje ke ibandla le National People's Party belile convention lamhlanje umhlangano omkhulu ukuthi kukhangela ukubana inkokheli ezakhethwayo ziphiwe izikhundla yiko ke jonga siyazi ukuthi bakhona kade sisithi labo sizakhulumisana labo sazi ukuthi sizenelise ukuthi basitshele nje ngamafitshane kodwa ke ukakathe sikasikhangeleni ukuthi kwini kade kusenzakala khona
mu program ye government of Zimbabwe yezimase pane program yekuti investment inogona kuuya ne yavanoti triple p kana kuti public private partnership inowando projects dzirikuitwa dzachedzo dzidzi sokutaura kwakaita vamunangagwa kuti kune 1 billion iri kutopindamo tina mamwe maZimbabweans futi ari mu UK vakanopiwa land vari kuita ma programs ku Koromons area mashis vari kurima ikoko vari kurima beans nezvimwe zvakadaro zvinhu zvatinokudza zvikuru nokuti mari inobva investment inoitwa namaZimbabwe in Zimbabwe investment inoenda isina maconditions unlike investment dzavamwe dzinobva kumwe maZimbabweans anonyatsoziva Zimbabwe vanoziva chokwadi namanyepo pamusoro penyika yavo vanoziva machallenges ari munyika mavo kana machinvestor so havanyanyoni nida maconsultants nechi kuti vadiva investe muZimbabwe nokuti vari kuziva chavari kutaurisana nacho.
Apo mashoko amanzwa abva kuna vaNick Mangwana vanove sachigaro webato rezano PF kuUnited Kingdom chitaura cheZimbabwe chiri kunze kwenyika vachitaura pamusoro pemabasa ari kuitwa nevana veZimbabwe vari kuUK ikoko kurima anzi vamwe vari kurima soya beans zvakanyanya munharaunda yeGoromonzi ndo mamwe ma investments kana budiriro dziri kuitwa. That's there is a Mr. the voice of Mr. Nick Mangwana, a Zimbabwean based in the United Kingdom, speaking about investments being carried out by Zimbabweans. And he was talking about Zimbabweans in the UK who are into farming in the Goromonzi area, where they are doing quite well in soybeans farming. So, ndonya investment, Chris.
Yeah, Jonga. Zimbabwe, you know, we hope things will be fine.
And the pace per tirit neta man.
Sure. we made a slight mistake there because we had introduced a clip from the National People's Party. I hope this time we get it. Yes, that was a clip showing what happened today in Harare, where the National People's Party, one of the opposition political parties that will be contesting in next year's general elections. And the party, of course, is led by former Vice President Joyce Mujuru. And now back to our topic of the day, the investment topic. Remember, we are talking about diaspora investments. And joining us right now is Mr. Angliston Svanda. He's a very well-known business person operating between Zimbabwe and South Africa. Welcome to the show, Mr. Svanda.
Well, thank you so much, Chris. Good evening, listeners.
Yes, Mr. Svanda, we are talking business here, and we just want to have your take on the investment that is being proposed by a group of people. We understand they are based in South Africa, and they are saying that they will be investing close to $1 billion into infrastructure in Zimbabwe. What's your take on that?
I actually applaud that move because it is a step in the right direction, provided that those who are the powers that be will create a conducive environment to allow us from the diaspora to invest back in our country. It is something that is prudent, something that is a welcome development, and we're hoping that the initiative is not going to be hijacked for political reasons, especially by those that have created the crisis that is in the country. So everybody wants to invest back home. I like you said, I run businesses both in Zimbabwe and South Africa, and this week I'm in Zimbabwe, and we're basically trying to build the agricultural sector. So it is an investment, and today we had a workshop with gold farmers where we are intending to invest in the agricultural sector and in terms of building capacity of the farmers as well as infrastructure. So it is something that we are pushing as Zimbabweans, and we want our country to go back to normal. We are seeing a huge potential in Zimbabwe, where Zimbabwe is the potential of going back into being the breadbasket of Africa.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Mr. Swanda, earlier on I was talking to my co-host, Jonga Kandemir, here about the fish farming, aquaculture. Can you tell us a bit about aquaculture, especially as an investment that is growing in Zimbabwe? We know in Eastern Africa it has been there for quite some time, but Zimbabweans are beginning to pick up this kind of business. Can you just give us an overview of the strength of this as an investment?
Aquaculture is actually one of the most lucrative businesses that worth investing in, because it is it gives, does not only give you the fish as the output, to make money. It also gives you the other side to it, where you have to reclaim that water, reoxygenate that water using a system called aquaponics, where you use vegetables to refresh the water. So in other words, it gives you double income, where you get money from selling the fish, as well as you may also make income from selling the vegetables. So it is a lucrative business. It's cheap in terms of investment, but it also it gives you high returns on investment. So it is, and it, apart from that, it can be managed using ICT, making it a very interesting business for young people and for women. We are in an era where technology plays a pivotal role in agriculture. So it's no longer the way we're no longer doing agriculture the way we used to do, where people would go into the fields and get their hands dirty. So aquaculture is one of the viable projects that can be done. And we've seen quite a number of people that are taking up aquaculture in Bulawayo. As a consultant, I've helped several people try to set up their aquaculture systems and farms. So it is viable, and the market for fish is abundant, considering that there is actually the number of fish in the sea is actually dwindling. So aquaculture provides that opportunity for the growth of the agricultural sector.
Okay, thank you so much. You keep holding. We have Chonga.
Dr. Gordon Moyo, who is a former Minister of State Enterprises and Parastatals. Welcome to Live Talk, Diaspora Forum, Dr. Moyo.
Thank you.
Yes, Dr. Moyo, maybe you can help us here. You were a Minister of State Enterprises and Parastatals during the GNU. And there are Zimbabweans willing to invest over $400 million in the National Railways of Zimbabwe, which is a parastatal struggling. Do you think this is a viable project for Zimbabweans in the diaspora or even those at home to invest in the NRZ?
There is no doubt that we need the revitalization of the National Railways of Zimbabwe, because it is the epicenter for the industry in Zimbabwe. Any industrialization program in Zimbabwe will need NRZ to be firing from all the four cylinders. When NRZ is functional, your ZISCO spill will begin to work. When NRZ is functional, it means the Wange colliery mine will be useful. It means the SA will be useful. So it is so critical to have NRZ working. But your question is it a viable option now to have the diaspora's funding made through diaspora bonds NRZ? My answer is yes, but there are challenges. The challenges are that those that are running NRZ and all parastatals in Zimbabwe are very corrupt people. And they are people without a vision. They don't even know how they can resuscitate NRZ. So there is a need of a new vision. There is a need of innovation within NRZ management, NRZ board, and in government itself. In its current construction, in its current configuration, there is a big problem. It would be like money going through a wall. But the idea of Zimbabweans outside the country contributing to the revitalization of the economy and the industry through investment is so crucial and so important.
Thank you so much, Dr. Moyo. Please do stay on the line, Gandhi.
Yes, back to Mr. Sbanda. Mr. Sbanda, Oh, I understand we've dropped Mr. Spanda. Anyway, we go back to Mr. Moyo. Dr. Moyo, we understand while you were a minister that you drafted a blueprint that would resuscitate the national railways of Zimbabwe. Now, do you think that this $400 million investment into the national railways of Zimbabwe is enough to get it running again?
Anything will be welcome if the management and if the plan is clear and those implementing the plan are genuine. The National Railway of Zimbabwe will need almost $2 billion to get NRZ back onto the rails. So 400, 450 and whatever amount will contribute, will be the beginning. So I accept, we can't say no. It's important, let's have it. But there are structural issues that need attention before money. The problem is not just the money. The problem is the structure, the institution, the management, the board, and the policy in general that are supposed to be put in place in order for all parastatals, all state enterprises, all public enterprises in Zimbabwe. They are currently suffering structural problems, structural deficits. So there is a need for the implementation of the program that we started. Unfortunately, because of politics, those that inherited the ministry, those that inherited the state enterprises decided to put aside all the work we did in 5 years or 4.5 years. And one of the works that we did was to say, let's debangle NRZ. Let's separate the commercial from the social. Let's have the freight from the passengers. So we're looking at various ways of debangling NRZ to look at NRZ as a holistic company is so problematic. So there is a need for the infrastructure company to look at the railway, to look at the physical infrastructure, and also the other company or the other aspect to look at the services and administration. So the bungling of NRZ is important. So there is a structural problem. Yes, 400 will be important as a starting point, but we need almost $2 billion to get NRZ back.
That's a big deal, Chris.
That's a lot of money. Mm-hmm. But just a quick follow-up, Dr. Moyo. If then I am in the diaspora and I invest $400 million into a project that needs about $2 billion, does that make any economic sense? Because it won't yield any profit if I'm investing that little money. Does that make sense for the investors? I mean, as an investment?
NRZ is a big company. And when you participate or invest in NRZ, it's a long-term investment. It's an investment that is a lifetime. And it makes sense for diaspora people or diasporas to participate or to invest in NRZ. But we need proper management. We need proper policies. We need implementation of those policies. That's what is lacking. But otherwise, as a project, NRZ is a viable project. There is no country that can survive. There is no country that can revitalize its economy without a viable railway like Zimbabwe, because we are a mineral-based economy. There is a lot of minerals in our economy that need to be transported within and outside the country. So there is a need for resuscitation of railways, and there is a need for investors, our own domestic investors, international investors, and Zimbabweans living outside the country to invest. That's proper. But currently, there is a need to make sure that the dilapidated infrastructure is dealt with. It's a need for restocking most of the locomotives and other equipment in NRZ.
Okay, thank you so much, Dr. Moyo. Just keep holding.
Yes, Krista, vana va promise Sunday. Chizvarwa cheZimbabwe chiri muno muAmerica vari kuFlorida. Mumwe vanhu vari kuitawo zvirongwa zvebudiriro kumusha. Tinogamuchirai pachirongwa vaSunday.
Tinotenda
nekuva nezvo. Aiwa, ndizvozvo. VaSunday, nyaya tiri kukurukura ndiyoyo yezvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zviri kunze kwenyika zviri kuita zvirongwa zvebudiriro kumusha. Takanzwa svondo rapera mutevedzeri wemutungamiri wenyika vaEmmerson Mnangagwa vachitaura kuti zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zviri kunze zvine chidikwa-dikwa chekudira mari inopfuura $1 billion muzvirongwa zvebudiriro, kusanganisirawo kumutsiridzwa kwekambani yeNational Railways of Zimbabwe inova tachikurukurawo naDr Gordon Moyo vatiinawo pachirongwa vaive gurukota State Enterprises and Parastatals. Imiwo sechizvarwa cheZimbabwe munotambirawo sei iwo urongwa ihwohwu hwekuti vanhu vange vachiinvesta kana kuita nyaya dzebudiriro kumusha?
Chekutanga ndechekuti vaMnangagwa havasvodi kuuya kuzopema kune vana veZimbabwe vari kunze kwenyika. Ivo vaMnangagwa nehurumende yavo ndivo vanotanga kutukirira diaspora, uyezve vachitaura kuti diaspora haikwanisi kuvhota, diaspora haitenderwi, haina marights akafanana nemuzvarwa weZimbabwe anenge ari mukati menyika. Saka chekutanga ndechekuti hurumende yeZANUPF inofanira kunge iine nyadzi, vanofanira kunge vaine kusvoda kwavanoitawo, vanofanira kunge vaine ganda kumeso kuti vasvode kuuya kuzotaurira isu zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zvakagara kuzve kuti huyai muite invest munyika menyu. That is number one. Ndo point yangu yekutanga iyoyo. Hamungade zvizvarwa zvenyika yeyu chete kana yasvika nguva yekuti mutore mari, asi kana paine marights anofanira kunge kodzero dzinofanira kunge dzipirwa muzvaro weZimbabwe muchivanyima uyezve muchivatukirira, you denigrate the diaspora. But kana masvika panguva yekuti mashayiwa investment, maakuuya neguchu rekupemha kwatiri. Saka papoint iyoyo ndinotaura kuti it's a non-starter to begin with. Number two, maparastatals emunyika medu aparadzwa. Takaona maparastatals isu achilutwa, achibiwa mari, madirectors maparastatals vachizvibhadharisa ivo $500,000 a month. Handiti, so we have seen the pismas being looted left, right and center, ichibiwa mari that parastatal. Saka what confidence do I have in ini semuzvarwa weZimbabwe kuti nditore my hard earned cash and put it in the hands of a very, very corrupt and mismanaged government? Kana paine vanadzo mari dzakawandisa zvekuti vashayeko kudziendesa, tinoudzwa kuti endai munopana Mnangagwa navana Chombo vabe vadye zvavaite madiri azvo china. Asi ini semuzvarwa weZimbabwe aendesa mari munyika yeZimbabwe, ndaita mainvestments akawanda munyika yeZimbabwe, zvose zvichiparara nekuti mainfrastructure yedu, maparastatals yedu have been mismanaged. Hakuna management of any of those things. So I don't know. My foreigners have lost faith. There's no foreign direct investment coming from Zimbabwe other than my remittances, the diaspora. Mari zedu dzatiri kutumira neeco cash neWestern Union ndo yatova foreign direct investment iri kuuya muZimbabwe. Hapana any other outside investor ari kukwanisa kana kuti ane confidence dzekuenda kunopa mari yake muZimbabwe kuti aite investment. Saka isusu sevana muZimbabwe tinozviwana kupi confidence dzacho dzekuti titore mari dzedu tipe vana Mnangagwa vabe mari idzodzo?
VaSunday, nekubatei muromo, rambai henyu muri pachirongwa. Pane mumwe muteereri nhare yake inenge iri kunetsa asati azodonha zvachose, todzoka kwamuri. Rambai henyu muri parunhare, tine urombo. Tina mukoma Andrew Moyo. Makadii mukoma Andrew?
Tipo, makasimba here?
Aiwa, tiri wapenyu. Ngoti gaga, tinzweu. Muri muHarare? Titaurireiwo pfungwa dzenyu.
Tinoida muno muZimbabwe zvinotaurwa nezvazvo now and again zveinvestment, but at the same time our government inenge ishiti let's move forward But on the ground, what they'll be doing, they'll be driving backwards. Both when we achieve our goals, now, but his own history, I can get a trigger zuko. I can see a trigger. Ya parara, and that is not being sustained as well. And you find Mafungiro, he's a good 400 million in that way, resuscitate the railway system. Railway in English, Takura, there is no industry in Ushanda right now. Zinka, she out is Lukan, so I have this simultaneously at the same time. Industry is unsender, railway cheater, and a little money is required to resuscitate, you know, the railway system right now. And a lot of paratus turtles, even agriculture, even the Hibatane railway, but is this nothing on the ground? You find Wakumana or Utah or outside the diaspora, what is UNPF, you know, you have Mangwana. What do I want to do? I would say I would do when the diaspora. That's not it. There is another one. This is why we're not going to put 400 million. We got such a railway change we're going to right now. That's the last chapter, you know. It's a problem, you know. The whole thing, the equity is the government as it is, the punish and the PF, there's no development in this kind of economy. Come along. There's nothing at all. Look at the industry. My filter, I don't agree. I can't get a meeting. That's not my industry. We're going to do this. We're going to have a browser. We're going to have a filter. We're going to there's nothing, there's no confidence. The roads are very bad. And we think of what the right people to this country. But Pastor Aparara, Motara, Munachim, you find a Motar, you know, lead when a minister, Akaita, Saparenia, minister, I got $100,000. Most of the money has not come to say in there, and for any Christmas. Christmas is a child. It's not a lot of badara. And it justifies that with a not knowing situation like I'm here in the country right now. And they also want to be supported by Priscilla with social welfare. And then she mentioned about Maria and they supported him as a tenant in Square Community for Christmas. You know, the country's upside down. As long as one appears here, there's nothing ever going to happen in this country. Thank you.
Aiwa, maita basa zvikuru mukoma Andrew. Regai tinzwe kune mumwe muteereri. Tina vamakura. Makadi?
Ndipo makadi vakuru.
Ndagona here kudaidza zita iri?
Ndizvo zvachaizvo. Ndiro zita racho chairo iroro.
Ah, pakanaka. Muri kupi kuSouth Africa?
Oh, ndiri kumpumalanga.
Kunobuda nezuva uko?
Chaiko, kubhodha rekuMozambique.
Aiwa, pakanaka. Tipei pfungwa dzenyu munyaya yatiri kukurukura.
Aiwa nyaya mutara yakanaka zvikurusa. Ende tinotsigira nematauri vaviri vavate vatei vakatevedzanawo. Zvechokwadi nyaya yekumusha ukoko inotyisa kuti investe. Ndichiri kurimemba imi panhau dzedo kana katerera tereka handitika. Muchitaro nyaya yekurailways kuti pane mari painzi parikuhoru patoka mari yekutenga mapata akadai akadai mapata acho asina ngazowanika. Dzamara irewe sina mari pane uoro wanga uri ikoko. Saka zvii zvinototyisa kuti kumusha kuite mainvestments maona. Zvekuti vamwe isusuka ndine shambari dzangu vakatonovhura mabhizinesi kuMozambique. Inini ndivane mudi takatomirira kuti mapepa angu akaapuruvwa. Tonovhura mabhizinesi kuMozambique. Bhikozi kuMozambique zvechokwadi muno muSouth Africa nemamwe vati vane mabhizinesi ari kutobhusta kuMozambique. Kumusha kwedu kunotyisa. Iyo railway yacho inenge ichitakura mapasenja ndidi azvokutakura mapasenja ndidi nevamwanenge vachindo kumisangano chinoti kumindasi chatakura mara chamaisa kuindasi iri kusenda saka kumusha kunotyisa investor ikoko
asika mukoma makura tikada kuti tese tingopinda pamunda wakarimwa kare munofunga here kuti panookoiwa. Handiti vanhu munotombogoborawo minda yenyu, muitawo muchipisa mavivi, motangawo kurima, ndozvine zvaakutarisirwa kumutsiridza maindastry.
Amen. Pazvamuda izvozvo kugobora nokutanga kuita mavisi makwanzo kupisa vanhu vangika tiri kuzviita kuMozambique. Ndine 3 guys vakaenda kuMozambique kanovhura mabhizinesi avo vatosvika mapepa apuruva hurumende yacho yakati no pamari yamunayo zvitogona kufanira kukupai loan yekuma 6 million metcash. Tukufarira chibhizinesi yamuda plus makwanisa kuemploya nomunyika medu maona those guys vakaita mabhizinesi vakatoemploya almost 67 mwakaplayano wakati usati hurumene zoka iri kutofara kuti kwa rumu Zimbabwe ndavhura business unoka hazvitombotori nguva zvotini witini vangoni pa within 3 weeks mapepa anogona kuapprove ndotoponje kutanga kudara no mabusiness amwe zvokuda kuinvesta muchatiri kuda baba but mapolicies ekumusha pakachinjwa vakachinjwa vakatose maminista nokudini nodi bozo zvati hori ndakawanda hapana chikonzi mbudzi ndozvikapa yakasungirirwa ka uchida mapepa chavandidi unotanga uya kwakadai so uya wanga unotopoka mudharambo madrink ndokugadzira indamo ndakamboenda ndotsvaka nzvimbo inini kuti ndiite keto fami yavandidi ka pazvakatanga zvataura ipo zvandakabva ndangosviba moyo nazvimaona saka ndatopiwa that vision that better go and open kumozambiki bozo kumusha uwo hapana chaanoita usina kubvisa mari muhomwe wabvisa mari yacho anouya voda kutenga mashezi mumubuto vanhu vachoka hauna mari yacho achawaniki tiri kuda zvechido chode musha yedu munyika yeti timutsidzira handitika pane mamiriro akaenda makondishini emunyika medu haa mukomaunga anotyisa kamari kanonga waunganidza iko kanogona ngomedza hauna kuzokwanisa ukaona hapana garanti mari yacho inokwanisa kuti uinvesti tikuiremaona
aiwa maita basa mukoma makuru atanzwawo pfungwa dzenyu ndinodairawo kuti vamwe vanowanawo zviviri zvitatu zvekunhonga ipapo rambai muchitsigira zvirongwa zvedu zvestudio 7 tinotenda ganda
yes
atatenda nebaba
jonga before we go to our guests there's a story that has been circulating today. I thought I might read just a bit of it for the benefit of our listeners, since we are talking money. The story is about the government, approving the construction of a university in honor of President Mugabe. The university will be called Robert Mugabe University and is going to be built in Mazowe. And the cost is going to be $800 million plus $200 million towards the establishment of the university's endowment fund for research and innovation. So we are talking about $1 billion, which is like a third of the GDP. Now, that is something, I don't know where that money is going to come from, but we know it's going to be there somehow. You know, yeah, when the government wants it, it always...
The cabinet approved that. Maybe it's part of the... investment.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, back to Dr. Moyo. I understand he's back online. Dr. Moyo, welcome back.
Thank you.
Yeah, Mnumzana Moyo, ungasitshela ukuthi udaba lolo esiluphetheyo lamhlanje olwabantwana beZimbabwe abaphandle kwelizwe ukuthi benelise ukuthi bayenzelwe ukuthiwa investment kungaba kukuhle yini ngoba lapho sisekuzwile kwabanye abaphandle kwelizwe bathi bona uhulumende lo ufuna ukusebenzisa nje ngesikhathi yena nxa efuna. Nxa thina sifuna, sicela ezinye izicelo ezifana lokuthi sicela ukuthi lathi sike nje siphose lathi amavoti ethu sikhona apha emazweni esihlala khona, uhulumende kasivumeli. Bacele njalo ukuthi hayi nxa sifuna ukuthumeza kumbe zimota i-duty le osokuthiwa i-120%, kathi ngani liyasiyehlisela kancane nje sithumezeleke izizalwane zethu labangane lezihlobo khona le eZimbabwe. Kodwa kunzima ukuthi nginjenje ngingazama ukuthi ngithumeze imota sekumele ngibhadale i-120%. Lokunye okunjalo izikhalazo eziningi-ningi. Ungathini wena ngamafitshane nxa ubona imigoqo enjalo le investment?
Kuyahlupha lokhu baba Gandi ngenxa yokuthi uhulumende okhona uyafuna kuphela izimali zabantu kodwa zingabuya ngoba zikhona ezinye ezibuyayo zifika zidliwe ziyadliwa nje ziphelele emoyeni kugcwele esingathi i-corruption. So abantu lanxa bengaletha izimali zabo ba-investe abe diaspora nabanye nje abama foreign direct investor kuba le problem ngenxa yokuthi kule corruption imali ziyanyamalala, imali ziyadliwa. Okwesibili, ama policies, imithetho eyiyo elawula eze economy.
Oh, sorry, I think we lost Mr. Dr. Moyo again, Jonga.
And I think we also had problems with Mr. Angelstone's Banda's phone. I'm not sure whether he's back on the program. Okay, Mr. Sunday, you still there?
Yes, Baba.
Sorry, we are having problems with our lines, but you heard from what our two callers said. Do you have anything to add or subtract?
Yeah, no, all I just want to add is the fact that I don't think any reasoning Zimbabwean citizen who's living in the diaspora will be willing to part with their hard-earned cash to entrust it on the hands of the ZANU-PF government, which has mismanaged everything that they can lay their hands on. My advice to the citizens of Zimbabwe that are in the diaspora is, please protect your hard-earned cash. Do not give your money to these thieves. We need a new government in Zimbabwe. We need a government that is there to manage the economy with the interests of the country. We need a government that is responsible, that is transparent, that has an economic sense to revive our industries. So failure to get a new government and new players in the government who are willing and that are able to be custodians of our money, I would not part with a single penny to give it to any ZANU-PF government, no matter what kind of investment that they can try to sell me. Now, they are talking about asking the diaspora to invest in reviving NRZ. Let me tell you something. ZANU-PF government has destroyed even the Cold Storage Commission. Business regula ya mombe. Neku fia mombe. Neku uchitenge sama ma uchitenge sama nengrini ma skin. They have failed to run a business to slaughter cattle and sell hide. And you think I'm gonna give them money to start it locomotives and all that stuff? That is the funniest joke that I've heard. And I'm asking fellow Zimbabweans, Musa Endese Marienyu kuno kwana mnangago kuti vape. They have stolen enough, these guys. Very bad one, okay, Pacific. And if you are going to waste your money, putting your money in the hands of ZANU-PF, please do not come to us crying when that money is looted before even the project is implemented. That's my only advice to the Zimbabwean people.
I see. Hatikurudzire zvedu vasande kuti titi vanhingi vakaba nokuti hatina umbo tinonzwa upoint yenyu yekuti hurumende muhurumende mune huori nezvimwe zvakadaro, asi kuti tizonongedza mune mazita kuti uyu nhingi tisina umbo zvinotiti netsei. Asi ramba yanyu muri parunare. Thank you. Tine mumwe muteereri. Gande.
Yebo chonga silo kumalo kumalo segweru sakwamukela kuhle.
Saribonani kutiti.
Yebo, kunjani Khumalo?
Hayi, ngiyaphila. Njani?
Siyaphila. Ungaphi kwegweru?
Ngisegweru eCity Center.
Oh, eCity Center. Ya, ungasiphathisa ngohlelo lwethu.
Bengithi mina yazi ziyamangaza ukuthi sebecela imali kudaya uSpora khona manje. Bona obviously abantu be-diaspora kumele bangabavote. Into yakuqala kumele bavumele abantu be-diaspora ukuthi bavote first. Bangavunyela ukuvota, babe nelungelo ukuthi ngabantwana beZimbabwe. Angithi kumele bavunyele ukuvota lapho bekhonale, bavote kuma-embassies khonale. Bangavota and then that's when bengakwanisa nje ukuthi banjani bafake imali zabo. Bangafaki imali zabo, bangafaka kodwa-ke amboni ukuthi kade kukuhle ukuthi umuntu wemali sako ukuthi avote enzeleukuthi umusemcela ukuthi afake imali yakhe azoinvesta ebantwini abazofika bantshontshe imali. Amboni. Ngoba lapho sekuyikudinga imali yekhampeni khona manje. Amboni ukuthi kuyahamba kahle khonapho.
Hayi, sibongile kakhulu Khumalo umbono wakho.
Ehe, kumele bavumele ukuthi bavote njengabantwana beZimbabwe. Ningabe sazi ukuthi ngabantwana beZimbabwe bavote kuma-embassies yabo khona le lapho abekhona. Yes, kuyaza ku-right. and then by keeping a machine on a lab and a nearby joint. I just feel my conspirators, my horn, Abafungo, a coup from my conspirators now. And some of these Zimadis news that is all when I will be the media, the Rangaman to Abashley in my son and the figure. We tell $350 a month. There are more than 50,000 Konapawa holders lately in the. The Pungu Piman. They are nuking the government. So, I would say Labono. I never.
I swung in a cool kuma.
But,
yeah. Junga, he says this is they just want to raise funds for elections, for campaigning.
That's his views, yes.
Yeah. Nkomo, siyakwamukela kuhle.
Yes,
siyaphila thina. Ungaphi kwe-South Africa, Nkomo?
Oh,
eGoli kanye.
Yeah.
Ungasiphi imbono yakho?
Igamende le-Island Hloni iyayangisa ibisibiza abantu abangafundanga namhlanje sisilandelela sifuna imali zethu abahlalele kwamaphepha kwabantu bafundile or behambe eSingapore lokobo-China lapha abagijima besiya khona why bengahambi beyabe kuthatha kubuye kuzo-investa elizweni. Umuntu olengqondo ezingu-5 angeke efake imali yakhe kugamente ebolileyo enjalo esibuleli ilizwe 36 years bengenzi lutho bejethu bafundile ezingadinga lutho mbani umuntu olengqondo ezingu-5 ongafaka imali ekhe kugamente enjalo. Ayazi ukuthi sivote singaphandle kwelizwe basilandelela bafunani bazama ukurobha abantu abethu abangaphandle kwelizwe ukuthi bona bethi bayabathanda if bebathanda abalethe amabhoksi sizowabotha ngapha ngaphandle kwelizwe.
Hayi kuyezwakala. Isibongile kakhulu ngembono yakho.
Siyabonga kakhulu baba. Into esicelo esinye esincane kakhulu sicela ama-obotion wonke sibambane ekhaya lapho sibakhuphe laba bantu bese sibuya sizofaka izimali zesiziphethe zikhukhumele fola angeke ngifake imali yami okulilizwe ngala bhenki engingabeleke ngiphiwa ngoswayipa $20 ngiyayisa ngaphi $20 ekhaya konabo kuthiwa ngizoinvesta ekhaya kusasa kuvokuthi okuyimali kakukho ebhenki kodwa bazibona nje into abazivuma ukuthi zi-right uma bephile labo bantu.
Hayi siyakuzwa baba ngembono yakho.
Maybe you can go to Mr. Sunday. Mr. Sunday. Hello.
Yes, Baba.
Kune zvirongwa here zvekuti vari kunze kwenyika munogona kupinda muchinoita zvemabhizimisi kana zvebudiriro izvozvo kumusha musingapindi nemumaoko ehurumende?
Zvinokwanisa kuwanika mabusiness opportunities anokwanisa kuwanika kumusha asi chinonetsa ndechekudai kuti utange business kumusha hurumende yedu haisi kupa environment yakanaka yekuti vanhu mutange kuita business. Tinoona kuti even my import regulations ekumusha wakada kuti even utenge motikari dzekuende nadzo kumusha utange kuita business unonzi ubhadhara 150% duty kuti ukwanise kuunza motikari dzekuti utangise business kumusha. Honestly zviri kurehwa nehurumende zvekuti yose mota yese yawatenga iwewo unofanira kutengera hurumende another vehicle for you to bring your own vehicle munyika. Saka maregulations akadaro iwawo mapolicies iwawo they are not there to encourage business. Kuti utazotanga business kwetu wenoona business registration process chaichaya kumusha inonetsa kuti munhu uende kuZimbabwe utange kuita simple business registration is very very difficult to get it done. Saka tiri kuti isusu tiri kuda kuti titange mabhizinesi vamwe takatotanga mabhizinesi kumusha uku asi by the time yaunokwanisa kuti kuti business rako ritange kukurana hurumende yedu inoisa maobstacles akawanda in the path for you to start to implement your own business. Watanga kunaro, almost everything that you have to do, you have to go through the hands of corruption on almost every single thing that you try to do. Saka unaona sevano anenge achitsaya kutanga ma business nema simple savings atinawo, it becomes very difficult kuti uve une the capital yekuti uite navigate through the corrupt system yekumusha. Simple business transaction chaichayo pa border pepe. You have to know someone. You have to pay exorbitant amounts of money for you to move very, very simple items that you need to utang the business. The government has to create conducive environment. But they have to have conducive policies that encourage business. There's another caller at our hotel. I'm contemplating to go and start my business in Mozambique, because the moment you step in, the government, number one, is appreciative. They expedite your process and it's seamless. You do not have to pay anyone for your business registration to happen. And once you start business, if you are importing something, they have policies that encourage all those things. Some of us have gone to start businesses even as far as Zambia, because we just cannot cope with what our government, the environment that our government has established. So when we talk about the government creating conducive environment, those are some of the things that we talk about. And the government itself, they know that. The same ministers, when you come up with a business idea and you start up your business, those are the same people that are coming to you, to your place of business, and that are asking you to either bring them into your business or they will cause you to shut down. So when you called me out on the aspect of calling this government thieves, but let me tell you, my friend, my brother, we have gone past the stage of beating around the bush. We discovered diamonds in Marange. Where are the diamonds right now? What happened to the diamond mines? They have shut down. Now we are being told that the companies that were there, they are now leaving. The same companies that the government was controlling, Ananambada Diamonds, are now being called, they are now bankrupt. We are seeing their properties, those same companies' properties are being attached by the courts, because they've now gone bankrupt. What happened to all those diamonds? Should I not call that this government looted the natural resources? I should. When we talk about Christmas and how we know as a country that people like Cuthbert Dube were paying themselves $500,000 a month, that is a fact. They are thieves. So, I appreciate when you call me out that we do not have evidence, but my brother, our country is being looted left, right, and center, and this government is to account. When they cannot prosecute all those people with blatant corruption, with blatant theft, they cannot. They cannot bring those people to justice. They are accomplices to that theft. And it is this government that has failed. So unless and until we have a government that calls to account, we have a government that can throw a commission of inquiry. The president himself told us that 15 billion worth of our diamonds went missing. There is not even a commission of inquiry. So tell me, Who should I blame for 15 billion of our diamonds being stolen? This government is a government of thieves, and I apologize to you if you think I'm wrong on that, but it is this government that should be accounting for that 15 billion. And up to now, we don't know where it went.
Thank you so much, Mr. Sande. Please do stay on the line, Gande. We understand Mr. Swanda is back on the phone.
Yes, Mr. Swanda is back. But before we go to Swanda, let me read just a short message here from one of our regular callers, listeners, actually. I don't know why he's not calling, but he sent a message. Anyway, I'll read it out. And this is from Muzobanzi Ncube, who is the MDC USA organizing secretary, and here's what he's saying. He says, just curious why the government of Zimbabwe has not looked east from their Chinese ally, since we have seen that the Chinese has done in Kenya, Nigeria and Ethiopia building their new railway system and introducing fast modern trains. My guess is that the Chinese probably refused because the Zimbabwean government has a bad credit record with most international financial institutions to get money because they don't pay their bills at all. So how is the diaspora supposed to trust such a government that does not even afford the diaspora voting rights, which are even enshrined in our new constitution, a voting process that costs much less than reviving the National Railways of Zimbabwe, surely? Well, thank you so much, Mr. Ncube. Let me go back now to Mr. Sibanda, who I understand is now back online. Mr. Sibanda, welcome back.
Oh, thank you so much, Chris.
Yes, Mr. Sibanda, we are from what we've been getting from both our listeners and some of our guests is that, you know, investing into Zimbabwe as a, you know, from the diaspora is just like, you know, throwing your money into the drain. My question now is, you know, as individuals, we have our own aspirations and our own families to take care of. So is it wise for someone in the diaspora to invest in a small private business as compared to investing in infrastructure?
Yes and no. I'll begin by a no. You know, in the sense that whatever kind of business that you are involved, you want to do in Zimbabwe, government would want to poke their nose in whatever you are doing. I listened to my brother who alluded to the fact that it is very difficult in Zimbabwe to register a company. For example, just registering a company to get that certificate of incorporation would cost you not less than $250. Just to get that certificate of incorporation, to do even that small business that you want to do. You were raised in South Africa, it costs less than 500 rand, 500 rand thereabout to do that. And then that's when then you see this everyone else becoming a consultant, doing social companies, and so on and so on. It is actually very discouraging to start a business in Zimbabwe. And not only that, the other speaker spoke earlier to the issue of corruption. So even if you are doing that kind of a small-scale business, you still have to navigate through the difficult part of corrupt government officials, a difficult system. For example, it is mandatory that you pay tax. But the Zimbra on its own, just Zimbra cannot upgrade their digital system where we submit our tax returns. It's actually a nightmare to log into the Zimbra website. And for years, it's been like that. And they talk about going digital, but they have no capacity to handle after that. So it's a nightmare. It's a problem. However, I would say you can just take a try. And the other challenge is for some of us who have been interested in investing in land, getting land in Zimbabwe is actually a problem as long as if you are not ZANU-PF, if you are not if you are not a member in the structure of ZANU-PF and you do not attend their rallies, you will not get the land. We have been trying to get land since...
Oh, you can't. Anyway, we go to Dr. Moyo. Dr. Moyo, I understand you are back, and unfortunately, the show is coming to an end. Just a minute of your take on the investing in Zimbabwe. We had asked Mr. Sibanda if it is a wise idea for individuals to invest in their own small businesses than throwing their money into infrastructure and parastatals like the NRZ.
There is a big problem with our parastatals at the moment because of mismanagement, because of corruption, because of policy inconsistency, and because of dilapidation of the machinery. So investing in our parastatals currently is problematic. But under normal circumstances, when you have a government that is properly functioning, with effective and efficient management, it is good to invest in large and big companies NRZ, like
thank you so much, Dr. Moyo. Unfortunately, time has run out. We'll continue the conversation some other time. And also would like to say thank you to Mr. Angliston Smanda and, of course, Promise Sunday and the rest of the listeners who managed to get through. The name is Chris Gande. Good night, Zimbabwe.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri, hoping you'll stay well until we meet again here on Studio 7 Live Talk.